How did Boone and Crockett come to be? David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. We heard a couple of weeks ago that Boone and Crockett is actually a conservation organization that was started by President Teddy Roosevelt in a time when lots of wild game was disappearing at an incredible rate because of overharvesting. What about their scoring system? Marketing Director Keith Balford.
When I hear Boone and Crockett, of course, is Boone and Crockett scale for antlers and so on and so forth. How did that come to be?
That came to be as an extension of the vision of Roosevelt to recover these wildlife populations. He felt that if their recovery was going to take place, that there needed to be some sort of data collection, some data set that could be used to track recovery, show that these conservation programs were working, show that wildlife management was working. And so he and early club members developed this record-keeping system of collecting data on native North American big game species. And you're right, most sportsmen today only associate Boone and Crockett with a scoring system in a record book because that's what we've done as a public service for over 125 years. The rest of the story, all of the conservation policy, all of the funding for conservation, the establishment of expert agencies, the National Park Service, the National Forest Service, the National Wildlife Refuge System, all of these things were done by Boone and Crockett and its members, but most sportsmen don't know that.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.